The Daily Catch on CJHK.ca.
I'm Evan Taylor, and welcome to The Daily Catch for April 7th, a daily wrap-up of all the news that matters to the South Shore today. Nova Scotia authorities are getting frustrated with people ignoring rules surrounding COVID-19. Referring to a photo of people gathered around in front of a Costco, Dr. Robert Strang, the province's chief medical officer of health, says stores are putting precautions in place inside, but people need to obey physical distancing everywhere.
But if people just crowd up outside, all that what's in the store is for naught if they're all crowded up outside and exposing one another there. I bring that forward as an example that there are just too many instances of people still not getting it. And by doing that, you're putting us all at risk.
There have now been 10,621 negative test results in Nova Scotia, 310 positive COVID-19 test results, and one death. Nova Scotia's first death that came today was said to be a woman in her 70s that passed away in a hospital yesterday as a result of complications related to the virus. Premier Stephen McNeill says he had hoped that this day would never come, and he sends his condolences to the family of the deceased. He says, quote, "This virus is dangerous. We have to work to slow it down to protect ourselves, those we love, and everyone in our communities so that no other family has to suffer a loss like this," unquote. The release says the woman was located in the eastern zone and suffered from underlying medical conditions previous to the virus. RCMP are warning the public stiff penalties will come to anyone threatening to expose an officer to COVID-19. Members of the Nova Scotia RCMP have been reporting many instances of people threatening to cough on them while claiming to be infected with COVID-19. Corporal Jennifer Clark says those making threats could be charged with assaulting a peace officer, among other charges to be decided by the courts. She does note that members are equipped and trained to deal with those positive with COVID-19.
Our police officers themselves do have sort of masks and gloves, hand sanitizer, that sort of thing. If they need to use that, they certainly will, because policing can't all be done from a 6-foot distance.
She says while the threats are spread throughout the province, there has been no cases of an officer contracting the virus from being coughed on during a call. With an agreement between the United States, 3M, and Canada now in place, many are wondering if other companies will be blocked in the future. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says they are happy to hear 3M's products will be crossing the border, but notes there's still more work to be done with the United States government.
We're going to continue to highlight to the American administration the point at which healthcare supplies and services go back and forth across that border. And it is in both of our interests to ensure that we continue working together with integrated supply chains that move back and forth.
The Prime Minister says productive conversations led to 3M shipping much-needed N95 masks to Canada. Canada's top doctor says that just because you can wear a non-medical mask doesn't mean that you should. Theresa Tam tells us that there are some groups of people who should not wear masks at all.
In particular, face coverings could present a suffocation risk to babies and children under the age of 2, anyone who has difficulties breathing, and others who are unable to remove the mask by themselves.
The latest statistics show that there are currently over 17,000 cases of COVID-19 in Canada, with over 346,000 tests being done. There is no question our health workers are nothing short of saints. One local man who wants to remain anonymous wanted to do something to show his appreciation for staff at South Shore Regional Hospital. He said, quote, "I went to Lawton's and asked them to do up to $200 worth of chocolates for our healthcare workers at the hospital. Then I asked if they would match that, and they said they would, and they did," he said. Lawton's couldn't comment publicly, but confirmed that they did match his donation. He is now asking businesses and companies to make their own donations and bring a smile to the faces of healthcare staff. That's been your Daily Catch for April 7th, 2020. For more on these stories and others, check the links below.